Step out of the shadows and into your sunshine. For generations, we have been limited by what society, colleagues, family members, spouses, and friends think that we should be or become. Slowly, we are molded into their best version of us. One day, we look in the mirror and wonder how we became so far removed from our inner light. These are the stories of powerful women and men who broke their chains and embraced their true purpose. They authentically share their most vulnerable moments and how they found the strength to step into their sunshine. Join us as we share our journeys toward breaking the chain of societal expectations for women and men around the globe. Step into a world of enchantment at La Forêt des Lumières, where magic meets mindfulness in the heart of Brittany, France. Unwind with immersive workshops led by master practitioners offering transformative practices to elevate your well-being. Embark on a transformative journey through lush forests and tranquil ponds, where every moment is exciting. Celebration of holistic living. Discover how to regain your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual power to take back your life. Join us at La Forêt des Lumières and awaken your senses to a world of possibility where every moment is an invitation to thrive. Visit www.rachelcoudronevents.com for more information. Hello, all. Welcome back to season three of Step Into Your Sunshine. This is yours truly, Rachel Coudron, the owner of Etsy Boutique Coudron's Curiosities and the CEO, mind behind La Forêt des Lumières Holistic Experience, taking place in May of next year. Definitely head over to rachelcoudronevents.com to check out more information. Today is going to be the last episode of season three. And I really wanted to give you all something that you could take away and implement into your lives. The topic of today is going to be stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. Now, how many of you out there have experienced one of those three before? Because I'm waving both of my hands here and I have experienced all of them. And I have had chronic anxiety. And I know that there's so many of you that can relate to this. And if you are a female like myself, we tend to bury it. We tend to write it off or sweep it under the rug or come up with some reason why it's normal. But it's not normal. And we need to bring it out into the open. And air it so that we can see how others are handling the stress, the anxiety, the overwhelm. Because the more that we bury it, the more complicated, the more complex, and the more internal it becomes. So, first, I want to start off by reading you this quote. So many of us live in our own palace of pain. Convinced that we are alone in our struggle. But the fact is, we're not alone. Lisa Liberman Wang. Do you live in a palace of pain? I know I have. I know so many others have. And we truly convince ourselves that we're alone, that no one else will understand, that no one else has ever experienced what we're experiencing. No one else has made the decisions or the mistakes that we have, but they have. And that is the essence of this podcast, is to share personal stories from my life and from others' life. So that you understand that you're not alone, that People don't just magically step into their sunshine. There's no such thing as an overnight success. That everybody struggles, everybody has hardship. And step into your sunshine is to showcase those stories, to showcase that we are better together, that you are not alone, and that by listening to others and being authentically you, you're able to step into your sunshine, own your experiences, and become the very best version of yourself. You are not alone. I am not alone. And with that, today of all days, I have a lot of pressure to perform. It's for my daughter's 5th birthday, and I needed to go shopping, need to prep the food, cook the food, clean the house, prep the things, make sure everything is organized, make lunch, pick her up from school, do all of the things. And I can feel the stress. I can feel the anxiety and the overwhelm. And I could have just brushed it off and I could have said, you know, this is a me thing. But I've been learning through this podcast and through my coaching that when you're in these spaces, that it is incredibly helpful to reach out. And so today I'm reaching out to all of you guys to share my experiences and the strategies I've been taught and learned along the way to help you when you are in an incidence of pain or stress, anxiety, overwhelm. Now, let's take a moment to differentiate between anxiety, stress, and overwhelm. Stress, think about yourself being pulled in so many different directions. You need to go pick up your daughter. You need to clean the house and do the laundry and go pick up your son and fill out this form for your husband or your wife. It's just like you have so many things to do. And you're frustrated because you can't do them quick enough, or you know, different hurdles are coming up during the day or in your life, and it's just frustrating. It's an external type of experience. Things outside of you are happening, and your response to those things is causing that stress. Anxiety is quite different. They're often interchanged and they're not the same. Anxiety is based in fear, worry, feeling uneasy. It's internal. You don't have to be being pulled in 17 different directions to feel anxiety. It could be simply you're sitting in your house and you're alone. And the fear starts to crawl up your skin and get into your mind, and then turn your thoughts into mush, where all you can think about is the anxiety or the fear of what could potentially might happen. That is anxiety. Now, overwhelm, it's similar to stress, but not exactly the same. Stress, pardon me, overwhelm is a short-term experience. It is when you feel inundated with tasks, like me today. I have so many things to do that I feel inundated with tasks. I feel stressed. And then I also feel anxious because I'm worried about the end result, or and will I be able to get everything done? Will it be presented in the way that I want it to be? And all three of them are definitely messing with my mind, and I'm sure that many of you have experienced a trifecta before, and you know what this feels like. And so, the first thing I want you to do is ask yourself when you're feeling in a state of overwhelm, anxiety, or stress, is identify which one are you in. Is this something external that once it's done, it's gone? You're no longer stressed about recording that podcast because now you've done it. You're no longer stressed about baking that cake for your daughter's birthday because you've done it. And then it's gone. Or is it something like anxiety, where it's internal? It's like it starts getting dark and it triggers you, your fear of being in the dark alone, or you're walking on the streets and you're female and you feel in danger or you feel vulnerable simply because of your thoughts. And internally, it's an internal type of situation. And I'll give you just a perfect example from yours truly, is that for me, I experience heightened anxiety when I am home alone and it is dark outside. During the day, it seems to be perfectly fine. I spend many days alone. But at night, something else is triggered. And my anxiety just goes through the roof. And it feels like I can't ever get a handle on it, right? It just, if you've had anxiety before, then the thoughts just build and build and build and build on top of each other. And they don't really make any logical sense. It's just like this feeling of dread, like that overcomes you. So the first strategy is identify you experience stress, overwhelm, or anxiety. Now, why would you want to do this? Because sometimes people confuse stress for a long-term situation. Oh, I'm going to be stressed forever. This is never going to end. But if we think about it logically, is it's going to end. Eventually, you're going to get to the point like the class is over. You finished your degree. You've raised your kids after 18 years and they're at university, they're on their own now. There is an end date to this happening. And it's important to put our problems, our worries into perspective so that we don't become victims of our thoughts. The second is noticing that it's not the events that are occurring in your life that's causing the stress, the anxiety, or the overwhelm. It is your response to it. And with that comes a lot of power because we get to decide how we respond to situations. Today, when I woke up and I could feel that kind of overwhelm hanging over me about all the tasks I needed to do today, I could have rolled back over, went to sleep, refused to acknowledge what I needed to do today. I could be in a bad mood the whole day. I could be incredibly stressed. I could say, I'm not going to record today because there's too many other things to do. But I didn't say that because I have been spending a whole bunch of time over the last few years down the path of personal development. And I know my triggers. I know when to honor those feelings and what to do to handle those situations. So this morning, I acknowledged, okay, you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed already. The day hasn't started. So you're going to have to be intentional about what you do today. So I laid in bed for about 20, 30 minutes just to kind of give myself a break before the day started. The next is I love essential oils and I diffuse them every day, but especially on days like today, it's really, really important. And so I, right now in my diffuser, I have Balance by doTERRA and Air by doTERRA. It has such a calming effect. I also love peppermint. I use that all the time. And I love lemon because it cleans the air and it just makes everything feel lighter. The next thing I do is last night I wrote out a massive to-do list for today. And I realized just looking at the list was triggering me into a state of overwhelm. So I said, okay, I still have all these things I need to do, but I just reduced it down to one word. There's a lot of things involved in cooking for a party, but I'm just going to focus on the word that cooking. When it comes to shopping, there's lots of things that you need to buy, a whole list of stuff, but I just said I need to go shopping. And I did that with all of them until I had just 5 points. And I was like, huh, 5 words, I can handle that. And you can use those strategies too, is reducing the amount of things you have to do or how they're represented to you, so that your mind can actually wrap around those things and then think strategically, how am I going to solve this problem? It's really important that we listen to our bodies, our guts, and our minds and what they are telling us. Because if you ignore your anxiety, if you ignore your stress, then it can become chronic. It can cause internal problems with different organs. It can cause stomach issues. It can ha cause high blood pressure and a slew of other things. And so, taking the time to honor how you're feeling. I'm not saying, like, okay, forget it all. Nothing's going to happen today. It's going to be a day I'm just going to take for myself. Some days, those days are necessary, but not always. Honoring those feelings, taking it slow, being intentional, and taking that first step, because I also have experienced stress paralysis where you get so stressed out that you don't know which direction to walk first. And so instead of just taking that first step, you just stand in the same spot while everything is spinning around you and you don't know what to do. And you go into a state of paralysis. And in this case, I look at the first thing that I wrote down, shopping. Great. After I take my daughter to school, I'm going to go to the store. That is the first step. And then once I'm at the store, we can open the book that has the list of things I need to actually buy when I get there. But taking that first step will make all the difference. And many times our mind exasperate our experiences or our said experiences or what we think is going to happen. And then once you've actually done it, you're like, oh, that actually wasn't so bad. But you had to take that first step. Another thing, when you're in a state of anxiety where you feel that any second you may just have a panic attack, one really good strategy is, I believe it's called like the hand of five or the five touch points or something of that sort. And it talks about, what is one thing you can feel right now, physically? So let's go through this. I can feel my sweater on my skin. The next thing, what can I touch? I can feel my fingers touching each other. What does that feel like in my hands? What type of sensations am I feeling? Smell. What can I smell? I can smell the cake baking in my kitchen. Then hear, what are you hearing? For me, I can hear the birds outside. Last, taste. What can you taste? For me, I can taste sort of the leftover flavors from lunchtime. So, going through this when you're in a really heightened state will allow you to come back to yourself, come back inside your body rather than living inside your head and your thoughts. This will dramatically help you reduce the anxiety you're experiencing. Another really, really helpful strategy I've been taught over the years is the idea of a train. That you visualize yourself leaving your situation. So you are now above watching your current situation. The above you is going to get on a train. You're now on this train. And you can see yourself in the current situation that you're experiencing from the train. And in a train, the train goes, if you've ever been on it and you've watched the countryside go by or the city, then it's there for one moment and then it's gone. It's passed. So now you're sitting on this train visually in your mind, and you are looking at yourself from above in your current state of stress and anxiety or overwhelm, and you're going to watch that go by. You're going to think about tomorrow or next week or 3 months from now or 1 year from now. And you're going to watch the situation go by from the above view. And this helps people realize that it's not forever, it's momentary. And that this heightened emotion, heightened state will pass. And then you can come back to your calm, collected, grounded center. I would love for you to implement these in your life and tell me what your experiences are. Another thing I feel very passionate and compelled to talk about is our societal views of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. And I've been through all three of these and I've experienced these from different people, so I know firsthand what this is like. The first one, I was here for a long time. I don't have it. I'm not anxious. I'm not stressed. I'm cool as a cucumber. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm not stressed out, but acting like I am. The denial phase of it can be everybody else, but it can't be me. Guys, I'm here to tell you from a first account experience that this does nothing for you. It does not serve you. It burying it, keeping it hidden, pushing it under the rug only manifest more problems internally. It doesn't help you deal with the anxiety. Just because you don't believe that you have anxiety doesn't make it go away. Or just because you don't think that you're stressed doesn't mean you're not stressed. And I assure you that regardless of your thoughts of thinking that you're not stressed or the ignoring the problem, your body knows what's going on and it's having reactions to those feelings, whether you know it or not. The next one that I've heard all the time is that it's normal. Everybody has it. Everybody's stressed. Everybody's overwhelmed. It seems like everybody's taking anxiety pills these days. Everybody's on something to help them with their stress and anxiety and overwhelm. And while I commend those that have made steps to help them manage their stress and anxiety and overwhelm, whether that be through holistic practices or medicine if necessary, they've taken a step. You are still in the denial phase. Everybody has it. It's just normal. There's nothing for me to do because I'm not different than anybody else. I'm not struggling. I'm here to tell you from personal experience, this was my number one. That's just not true. You're in denial about what is going on in your life and the severity of what you're experiencing and how it's affecting your life. A little personal story here was when I was teaching in Oklahoma. I taught third grade, and there was a test that the children had to take at the end of the year. And it was like do or die. They passed it and they went to fourth grade, or they didn't and they stayed in third. And it was such a stressful moment, not only for the children, but for the teachers. And for 1 year, I had a principal that starting in January, when the test was in April, he reminded about it, reminded us about it every single day. And there was a countdown in the office. Like it was just the pressure was so enormous. And when I was in counseling, learning a lot of these strategies and expressing where I was at in my life, she kept telling me, I think you're experiencing high levels of stress. I'm like, everybody does it. My colleagues do it. Doesn't seem like they're having any problems. I'm too young to be this stressed out. I have too many things going for me. I don't have a child at the time. And, why can't I just wrap my head around this? Why can't I just do it? This is an excuse to be stressed out or have anxiety. And she just badgered and badgered me in it, not in a bad way, but just trying to get through my thoughts and the wall that I had put up that this is truly anxiety. And you are now at the point of manifesting it physically. The stress that you're experiencing every single day is having physical effects on your body. And that was shocking. Lo and behold, after much rigmarole and going through phases of where I was going to refuse to leave my profession, I finally left. I took a step back. And I realized very quickly that everything that she was telling me was absolutely the truth. I was experiencing such a high level of stress every single day that my body was manifesting pain. Oof. My life is so much different now. And the only way that was possible was by taking that first step of leaving the profession that caused unscrupulous amounts of stress. Now, the last one I have heard from others as well, and that is, this is just me. Rachel, you're going to have to accept it. This is just how my life is. This is my personality. It's not going to be any different. There's nothing that can save me, nothing that can help me. I've done this, I've done that, and there are no options. Now, this is hard. When you're on the receiving side of those statements, it breaks your heart. You want nothing more than for your loved ones to experience a joyful, pleasant, calm, joyous life. And when people tell you that this is just me, I don't have an option, and you're just gonna have to get used to it, that's a really hard pill to swallow. But I'm telling you, as a person who's also said these statements, that healing is an option for you. Alternative options do exist and they do work. One reason why I think so many people don't know about the healing options and the alternative holistic practices that exist is because we hide our anxiety, our stress, and our overwhelm, or we paint it as normal and act like nothing is wrong. In a statistic out of a book I read just recently, 70% of people experiencing stress, anxiety, or overwhelm. That's the majority. It's normal to experience these emotions. But what's not is hiding them, suffocating them, banishing them, ignoring them, and not taking the proper actions that you can do to actually eradicate them from your life or to manage them appropriately. Am so happy I'm finally at that state where, while today I know has induced a state of overwhelm and stress for me, I know that I have the toolbox and the strategies to lower that stress and to manage it effectively so that I can still be the best version of myself and I can show up for my daughter the way that I want to. And I want the same for all of you. You guys can take back your power. You can regain your health. You can regain your mental health. You don't have to be the victim anymore. You don't have to feel like you're powerless. You don't have to feel unworthy. You can be powerful. You can take back your health. These experiences led me to creating La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience because I was in such a desperate state. I was willing to do whatever it took to get out of it. If that's you, if you can relate to the things that I have presented to you today, then I want to see you at La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience because I know how much it has changed my life. And so I've decided to take that experience, bring in practitioners that specialize in all types of modalities so that you can experience it too. You can regain your power. You can take back your life. Join me in Mazé Sans Voix, May 13th through the 16th of 2025, so that we can grow, learn, and take back our power together. I bid you farewell until the season opener of season four on August the 26th. I can't wait to talk to you then. And I can't wait to hear how these strategies have helped you to regain your life.